while in grief, acknowledging our human loss. May God grant us grace that in pain we may find comfort, in sorrow hope, and in death we find resurrection. As I read from Psalm 23 this afternoon, it reminds us of a young shepherd boy in his life who had a close relationship with God and learned to depend on God, not only through the good times, but also through the hard times. So the words are from the heart. They resonate across the centuries and millennium to tell us the story of faith. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let us pray. Dear Lord, as we gather here on this beautiful day that the sun is shining, we know that your presence is here. We are here to celebrate the life of Janice. We also come knowing that love, it has consequences. And these consequences mean that to be absent in the body, it must mean to be present in the soul. Lord, we ask that you give comfort today to the family members. Lift them up and let them know that the stirred flock, the family is together. Let them all know that they are loved, and this is an expression of that love. Lord, as we go through this time together, there will be moments that there will be emotion. There will be moments, there will be joy, and also moments of sorrow. But let us know that the wonderful resurrection is the promise of Christ. Let us know that this is a time to find hope, even though we see through the glass darkly and the veil that separates us. We know you are present in this time. Your faith has abided, and indeed, she is home. And we thank you that she now looks upon us as a cloud of witnesses. She is gathered with those that have gone before her. In Jesus' holy, sweet name, amen.
Yeah.
Beautiful. We are here today to celebrate the life of Janice Stewart Harrington, age 66. She passed away on Saturday, the 29th of July, at her home. She was born in Lee County, the daughter of the late Lloyd George and Mary Elizabeth Patterson Stewart. She was a 1969 graduate of Boone Trail High School. Doesn't say it here, but she was valedictorian. And we celebrate that. She received her bachelor and master's degree from East Carolina, and a principal certificate from SFU. She was a lifelong educator in Harnett County, having served as a classroom teacher, a vice principal, assistant principal, and principal. She retired in 2007 as principal of Western Harnett High School. She dedicated her life to her profession, impacted the lives of many students, teachers, and coworkers. She inspired many people to become educators. She has served in many ministries here at Spring Hill, from Sunday school teachers to member of staff parish to church council and other various offices. She enjoyed with Bible study, I know with me many times, and we celebrate her presence here as a member of our fellowship at Spring Hill. She is survived by her husband, Billy, and her son, William. Wonderful family, beautiful family. And it's William's wife, Nicole, then her brother, Frank, her sister, Norma, and husband, Bobby, her sister, Gwen, husband, Vernon, her sister, Kathy, there'll be more on the sisters in a moment, and her husband, Roger, and many nieces and nephews, and grandnieces and grandnephews, and quite a family indeed. I have some things to read that I asked you to open your heart for, because it will be hard to do so. First, there is a card that Janice received from Jennifer Wood Smith. And she wrote this, Ms. Harrington, this card sums up how I have always felt about you. I am so very appreciative for the huge impact you made in my life. I became a teacher because of you. I became a principal because of you. A huge part of who I am is because of you. I deeply respect and love you. She received this a few weeks before she passed, and it is a wonderful celebration, and I asked family in particular when I heard about the card that I would be able to share it with you as a congregation. Now, some other remarks that have been shared with me to share with you. This is from Miss Norma. Miss Norma says, Janice loved to travel, and she enjoyed many trips with Billy, William, and the siblings. They have enjoyed trips. Now you need to mark these off on a map. She has been to Hawaii, Alaska, Europe, numerous islands of the Caribbean, I'm not sure which, but numerous, and many other destinations. Her dream trip was to Israel, and was made possible soon after her retirement. It was such a blessing to see her in so many places that she had covered in Bible studies. She always looked forward to the annual family beach trip with the Stewart flock, that's in quotations, the Stewart flock, and was able to celebrate that in July, just a few weeks ago, with all 33 family members present. Christmas was always special from childhood to her adult life. One Christmas, when she was 3 or 4 years old, when Janice found one of the presents and she would shake and rattle it to figure out what it was. She was a curious child. So when she was inquisitive, she found she could tear a little hole and peek in. And Miss Norma says that her and Gwen, and I guess the other family members, teased her and said that a little mouse got into the package. So I think that's a wonderful story. Now I'll read what was written by, well, my English teacher. This is from Kathy. For as long as I can remember, Janice has been my best friend, my soulmate, the other half of my heart. For those of you who know us, you pretty much know that most of the time when you saw one of us, you saw the other. I have so many wonderful memories, beginning with our playhouses, going through school, and even after we were married and had children, we just added the new ones to our special group of two. I guess you could say that Janice was my buffer and I was her protector. If there was ever a way I can make life easier for her, you bet I did just that. As you know, when we were in high school and college, we looked pretty much like twins. I must say, on occasion, I coaxed her to let me be hers so she wouldn't have to stand in long, hot drop lines. That's a Harney County, as a euphemism, means long lines with the hot sun shining on. She reluctantly did so because she said that was wrong. I managed to convince her that's how you interpret it. That is Miss Kathy. I consider it to be a favor for me and a great deed for her. There's one thing I always remember vividly about Janice is how she wanted to be just like our mother. In many ways, she was just that. She and Billy welcomed the entire family into the house on many occasions. We spent every Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day, and we often made up holidays to be together. She kept the family tradition that our parents started over 70 years ago. We love her for it. I'm sure when her siblings are in heaven with her, well, their children will continue these traditions. As I said earlier, Janice wanted to be just like Mama, and she was. She even went to heaven just like Mama. Mama spent the week of July 4th at the beach with the family and had a good week. She came home and had another good week, but then things began to turn around that second week. That was very much the same my Mama experienced in the last day of her life. Janice spent the last day of her life in the very same room that our Mama did, surrounded by her husband, son, siblings, nieces, nephews, and a host of friends. Mama went to heaven on August 3rd, 2002. Janice went to heaven on July 29th. She went a few days earlier than Mama's anniversary. She just couldn't wait. I told Janice a few things I wanted her to do when she got to heaven, and then I said, oh, heck, I'll do the rest when I get there. Heaven gets sweeter every day. If your plans don't include the magnificent journey, I would take care of making those plans a reality before I went to bed tonight. Janice, I love you more than words can ever say. I'll see you when I do, and I'll see you when I don't. I told you that would be hard to get through. What a wonderful testimony and message. And I must say, as pastor, having the opportunity to fall in love and to get to know Janice over these past year and a half or so, I've seen her carry herself with dignity and respect. She truly is a woman of faith, and that faith has brought her home. I've also gotten to know the family in a closer way, especially Billy and also William, and to know that she was surrounded. We'll talk about it in the sermon a little bit, but how God gave her the opportunity to be the center of the family. Many of the photographs that you watched before the family entered, if you'll notice, Janice was right at the middle of the photograph, especially the one, I think, that was at Disney World, and there was another one that was taken. That shows how much of a heartbeat that she is to this family, and how wonderful we are blessed today, just wonderfully, by God's grace and presence to be together, and it was an honor to be her pastor and to serve her through some trying times. Through some, certainly some good news, but also some hard news. And yet she carried herself with dignity and respect. And on the day she passed, I was blessed to be with her and to give her a blessing that I will never forget, because I know God was present and heaven opened for one more angel. And I want to thank God for that and thank the family for allowing me to be a part of your journey, that we could be here today in this special place at Spring Hill, a church so filled with love, that we can come together and do what Christians do. We celebrate life, and we know we have eternal life in Christ Jesus. Now, I'll ask the choir to share their music with ministry.
His hands, they
Wow, what a wonderful, wonderful ministry of music. We find in the 14th chapter of John these words. And they're made for times just like this. This is Jesus speaking. So it's in red letters. He says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, so you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give just to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." Let us pray. Dear Lord, open up these words that we may indeed know at this moment that faith will see us through, that your peace is sufficient, it is enough, and your love is more than ample to see us through to the other side of this journey. Lord, let us celebrate this moment to know your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There's something that I usually do with people in ministry. I'll find a common theme. And then when I talk with them, I'll use that theme over and over again in different types of conversation. With Janice, the theme was sunshine, sunlight. I know the family knew that because they kept hearing me repeat that every time I would see her. Especially over the past month, I would always say, "You're so bright and beautiful, like the sun shining." And of course, she's a principal. And as I learned in school, a principal is a pal, principal, P-A-L is how it's spelled. She dedicated her life to service of others. It's easy to see that by how many people have been influenced through her education to reach out and to teach others. And I celebrate that fellowship in her life, that professionalism and that dignity, and she carried herself with that dignity even through the trying times. Of course, I did not get to see all the trying times, all the treatments that she went through, for there were many even before I moved here. But I know the family has carried a burden, especially you, Billy, William, Nicole, and all the sisters. You have helped carry that. Janice is that part of a family that's a heartbeat. She'll always be there, no matter how you may see your life unfold. Know that she is in the presence of God. And every time you say a prayer, she's not very far from the throne, that she can overhear your message to your Creator and to our Redeemer. She also was more than just an educator. We cannot be defined just by what we know. Indeed, it can help shape us into who we are, but it is more than what we know, it is who we know. And I would say that her faith was abiding, and I use that word with her often. The idea of an abiding faith, it's not understood too much in this postmodern world that we live in. People just don't get the concept of what abiding means. Abiding means the ability to see through the moment and see the eternal. The reason these services are so dramatic, and they are, is because we're dealing with a finite moment. Each one of us were born on a certain day, and we will all die on a certain day. This is a moment that we face our own mortality, that we are born and we will die. And we come here knowing that Janice now has completed that cycle, but she is not bound by that cycle. And that is what faith allows us to do, to abide and to know that we can see past this moment and know what is in store. I don't think it's just conversation, as Miss Kathy would say, when she talked about when you get to heaven, there's some things I want you to do. But then, Miss Kathy's going to go and finish whatever needs to be done. I'm certain that all the family and all the clan and all the stirred flock and all the family and friends here today, we have plenty to do. And Janice is in the midst of that. She, I think, has finished her transition, and she is in the presence of God. She no longer is bound by the body, by the pain, by the suffering. She now is in glory with a glorified nature. God is not bound by time as we are. We're finite creatures. We live by a watch and a clock. With God, it is eternal. The kingdom of God is now, Jesus said. He did not say it was tomorrow. He said it was now. Now is the time of glory, and the thin veil that separates us on this side is so thin, it's hard to believe that at moments we can see through that veil and see glory that waits just on the other side. And that glory that waits for us, it is a glorious vision of light that shines eternal, a family of loved ones. And I can guarantee you that, well, your mother, Janice's mother is there, father, and the other members of the family. They say there's a cloud of witnesses that waits for a person when they cross over. I remember when my father passed, he was reaching out for people. He was reaching out for those through the tunnel of light. Now, you may claim your science knows better, and you may claim your world knows better, but sisters and brothers, it is not a fancy of flight that I believe what I do. I stake it upon pure evidence of a risen Lord named Jesus. And I know that she followed Christ. In the Sunday school, in her teaching here at church, in the Bible study, she would come. I always saw an eagerness to learn. She looked almost like a child at times, looking through the scripture to find a greater meaning and truth. And I know she shared that with Billy on many occasions. And one thing I know in particular from being with them is humor and happiness has a lot to do with a successful life. And to be able to go into a place where there's humor and happiness is a wonderful thing. If you've never had the opportunity to be a part of the stirred flock when they all gather in, oh, my Lord, have mercy. Every time I go over, I try to help Billy tote water because he totes more water than any man I know because everybody loves water for some reason, and they want to have some as they gather. And I've never seen so many cakes and chicken and pies that have been gathered together. And every time I went, family kept trying to force feed me, and you can tell I don't need that. But that's Janice, isn't it? She was a hostess. She was her mother. And that is the family home. And I celebrate that. And that's rooted in faith, because the final part of this is faith is about family. Now, when I was a younger man, I've been in ministry 32 years now. I've seen a lot of things. When I was a younger man, I used to think faith come first. Some of you may theologically disagree with me now, and you may think, well, he's not a Baptist preacher anymore. I'm not. I'm a Methodist preacher, but really I'm a preacher of Jesus Christ, not bound by a denomination. But I've come to learn over my time that family is where God does his wonderful work. He called the brothers around the Sea of Galilee to come and follow him, James and John and Andrew and Simon Peter. He worked in families with Timothy and his mother and grandmother. God loves to work in families. And I say, look at your family as a vehicle and a means of grace. And what will happen is generations will be blessed. And we are here today welcoming another saint into the kingdom, celebrating life, even though we have sorrow of the separation. We know what is really going on. We know we are not finite creatures. We know we are infinite. We know we are divine. We know we belong to God. We know we are the children of God. This temporary dwelling place we live in on this earth will pass away, and we will enter into life eternal. And we know means we believe. That's what Isaiah said. He said, have you not heard? Do you not know? The Lord is an everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youth will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. And they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And at this moment, in this time, not on our side of the veil, Janice is with God. That is not an opinion. I don't believe in opinions. I believe in truth. And the truth is, love wins. I don't believe in opinions or ideas. I believe in hope, because hope wins. It's not an opinion, because I know love wins. And love is winning this game. Love is winning this journey. And this home that Jesus said, I have prepared for you, it means that each person who goes on this adventure and journey, the same curiosity that led her to open the present as a young girl, that wonderment and the journey of life has led her now to the greatest of all destinations, the destination of home. Home. This one on earth is a beautiful expression of it. And you should honor and remember and continue this legacy your family has. It is rare, believe me, this day and age. But understand, even as great as it is, oh, there was a miracle the other day. It's, of course, the prayer. You notice, it's Billy, I laid my head, just my hand on her head. That was an anointing, by the way. That's done in the Old Testament tradition of an anointing. But the miracle was when I walked out the door and started to leave. And the children, these children, you're good kids. You're beautiful kids. And they were playing. They had a game they had developed where they would run to a tree. I think one of them ran into a tree and scraped his knee. But I won't say who that was. But I thought to myself, you know, there's been stirred children running around these trees forever, I bet. Here in Harnett County, they find trees and they create a game. They take a day of opportunity and they create fun. They live their life not bound by the shadows and the sorrows. They find joy. Now, I told some of the men out there, they're in the wrong place because there was chocolate cake in the house. And I didn't understand why they weren't in the house eating cake and drinking milk, but they were having so much fun. And I watched them and I thought to myself, Janice was that same little girl, I bet, one day. And Miss Norman, Miss Gwen especially, and Kathy the twin, they all played. And Frank, the brother, always keeps them straight. What a family. And then the family that became out of that with William, Cole. And a fellow, just alumni of my college, Mr. Billy. Family I love, because I know this family walks in the light of Jesus the Christ. And my prayer is that we as a people will continue to show them love and support and be with them in these days to come, knowing that indeed the shadows are long on this side of the veil. But God has shown us a new day with a light that shines in a new way. And Jesus has made us a home that's eternal in the heavens. Let us pray. Dear Lord, bless this moment that we have, this moment where grace has been fulfilled and the word has been proclaimed and the songs of the heart have been sung and the family is gathered, and through the veil of tears we're able to heal and grow closer to you. Lord, let us know that this is a place of peace. This is a place of blessing. This is a place of celebration. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh Lord, bless this moment. In Jesus' name, amen. Our final hymn in the recessional, and we'll meet in the cemetery for the committal service. Then afterwards, there will be a family gathering in the fellowship hall we invite you all to be a part of. If you are able to stand, stand and turn to 364, Because He Lives, in the hymnal. This is a great hymn the family picked out, Because He Lives. Let us share together as the family is escorted out.